Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's precious metals market update. This week has been very uneventful as we've seen the price continue to go down after the figures came out on Friday that stated that 204,000 jobs were created when the experts had predicted 120,000. And for the ones of y'all that are on my email blast, y'all received Paul Craig Roberts, the head of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan's statement of how the numbers were wrong, and there was not even 120,000 jobs created. But because the public doesn't understand and they're busy trying to make a living, and we certainly understand that, the government sometimes gives out numbers that are actually detrimental to them and doesn't help them except on the short term to try to make the economy look like it's growing at a strong rate when it's not. And John Williams, that I've quoted many times on shadowstats.com, shows that the growth that was reported by the government on Thursday of 2.8% annual rate for the third quarter really was no growth at all. They just continue to jiggle the numbers to do. So what happens on the short term, people get excited about the economy growing. They forget about the debt. They forget about what serious trouble we're in. They forget about the debt ceiling coming on February the 7th again. They forget that our president can now print all the money he wants between now and February 7th, and it won't even count in the debt ceiling. He could technically print $2, $3 trillion out there and just add to the debt and not have to get approved by Congress. So, you know, you've got to be very careful and watch. And gold did go down and touch the support of 1269. And, you know, hopefully it'll hold 1269. But if it does go below there, we could see it all the way as low as 1200 going back to the June low of this summer. But one thing I can tell you from my being at the wholesale meeting that we did an interview with Jerry 2 months ago, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, we are looking at next year being an incredible year for metals. Everything we're hearing, the sourcing of central banks to get more gold as possible, we're seeing a lot of people out there talking about the healthcare implementation, and there will not be a crash, you know, that we're expecting eventually until the healthcare is implemented. They will do everything possible during 2014 to get it implemented, including quantitative easing continuing and even at higher rates. So we just have to really watch what's going on and totally ignore these figures on the long term and not get caught up that things are better, because they certainly are worse, not better from any economic indicator that you look at. But we are seeing here late in the week some covering on short covering, and it has bounced gold back up from its Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday numbers. So hopefully, you know, we'll see this pass, and we're looking for the first 2 weeks of December being fairly good, as they usually are, as the Chinese New Year, and they're getting bonuses, and we're seeing the end of the growing season in India and that money being spent on gold and silver. So we are looking for a bounce the first 2 weeks of December, not knowing what will happen the remainder of November. And then, like I said, we're looking for a great 2014 after having our first down year. After 12 straight years up, this is the first down year for gold. So we're really excited about next year, and we're continuing to hear about shortages on the physical side. We've seen the U.S. Mint for the second straight week raise the premium on silver eagles, as they're having a very hard time getting physical silver to fill orders. The gold premiums have stayed the same from the U.S. Mint, but the silver premiums have been raised. If anybody has any questions for me, they can contact me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you're not getting our email blast, you can sign up for those. There are no charge, and we keep your name confidential at FTMDaily.com and go to the Precious Metals button, and you can sign up there. And once again, we send out two or three emails a week of interesting things to do with the precious metals market. And for those that are looking for a precious metals IRA, you can call us and we can discuss how to set that up if you want to roll money over from a traditional IRA to a precious metals IRA. There are certain custodians you can use, and we're happy to discuss that with you. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.